الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم وإن تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبد لكم عفى الله عنها والله غفور حليم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أمرتكم به فاجتنبوه وما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه وما أمرتكم به فاستفأتوا منه ما استطعتم فإنما أهلك من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as you all know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being with certain attributes and certain qualities, and one of those qualities is to be inquisitive and to ask questions, which is a trait, if it's not been abused, takes a man to new heights and takes man to things where he would not have known. Today, man achieved many things and has learned many things due to the nature of his inquisitiveness. Today, research is happening in many fields, although there may be other reasons behind it, but man's inquisitiveness is also one of the driving factors. So this trait, if it's looked after and if this trait is not let loose, then it will be of a great benefit to mankind. Otherwise, this can lead man to destruction. This could lead man to unwanted feelings, and it could lead man to his failure. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tas'alu an ashya'a in tubadalakum tasu'kum, that all you who believe, do not ask about certain things which, if they were to be revealed to you, then they will be displeasing to you, they will be harmful to you, and they will become a means of unhappiness. What does that mean? It means that if you let this inquisitiveness and this trait without any guard, then instead of benefiting you, it will harm you. Yes, if it's rightly guided, and is done rightly, then yes, it will take you to new realms of knowledge and achieve great benefit for mankind. But when these trait is left unguarded, then it will harm you. It will not be of any benefit to you. Instead, it will displease you and it will make you unhappy, and also it can be the means of your destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبَدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. That all you who believe, addressing to the mu'mineens, not addressing to the disbelievers, addressing to the mu'mineens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding the believers and helping them so that they do not in any sort of way harm themselves unknowingly. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. That do not ask about things that if they were to be revealed to you, they will harm you and they will displease you and they will could be the means of your destruction. Meaning, when a question has no real benefit for your deen, or for the sake of dunya, but in view of deen, then do not ask about those things. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered all the sahabas around the minbar, and he addressed the sahabas, and he said to the sahabas that Hajj is farz upon you. One sahabi stood up and said, is it farz every single year? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed quiet. He asked again, is it farz every year? Again, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed quiet. When he asked the third time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and was angry and said, if I was to say yes, then Hajj will become farz upon you guys every single year, and that would become difficult. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا نَحِيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَجْتَنِبُوهُ. That whatever I prohibited you from doing something, then stay away from it. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And whatever I've ordained for you, or whatever I've commanded you to do, then do it to the best of your ability. And that's it. Don't keep asking. Don't make it difficult for yourself. If I told you to do it, you do it to your best of ability. Should I do it like this or should I do it like that? When it's clear cut, you do it. If it's been told that you give £500 in zakah to the poor, you give it to the poor. Don't ask, is the poor man, if he's a big person, should I give him more? If he's a less small person, should I give him less? Or if the poor person has bigger family, should I give him more? You give it to the best of your ability and that's it. Don't make it difficult for yourself. Just like the Jews When they were told to slaughter a cow, they started asking, what type of cow should it be? Should it be this? Should it be a certain cow? Should it be this color? Should it be that color? Should they have this trait or should they have that trait? And made it difficult for themselves. So when we are told to do something, we do it to our best of our ability. Once we know, we don't go into these macrimonic details. Once we know that we can do it, if we know we cannot do it without asking, then yes, fine. But once we know we can fulfill this without asking further, then we do not ask any further. Yes. To fulfill it, we need to know what that is. Then we ask. So if we know Hajj is Farz, then we need to know what is Hajj. That's natural. We are told this, the Tawaf, and we know what the Tawaf is, then fine, enough. At what speed should we go at? If we could get delayed a bit, these things are necessary. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that asking unnecessarily when there is no need is a trait that we should avoid. And our inquisitiveness is a natural trait within us. It should be guarded and it should be controlled. Not just keep on asking. Not just keep on asking whatever, whatever. And which has no benefit to, we don't ask. For example, how long was the ship of Nuh alayhi salam? To find out how long the ship was is not something which will be of a benefit to us. Or we heard that Qawm Ad, the people of Qawm Ad were very tall. How long were they? Again, that's not of any benefit to us. So these are the type of questions that is we are wasting our time. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Husn Islam al Mar'i, tarkuhu ma la yani." That the sign of being a good Muslim or making a Muslim good is to leave those things which have no benefit to him. When a certain thing has no benefit in terms of deen or dunya, then we forget it. Because when a Muslim acquires dunya for the sake of deen, it's also deen. Whatever a Muslim does with the right intention will become all deen. So even acquiring dunya for the sake of deen is also deen. If a man wants to do business, but he's doing for the sake of deen. He's doing it so he needs to provide for his family, which is a fard. He's doing it to help others, to provide employment to other Muslims and to people. Then to save himself from begging. These are all good intentions. But when it has no benefit, then that should be avoided at all costs. This is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to teach us. وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَجَتَنِبُوهُ أَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So you do whatever you have been told to do to the best of your ability, and you refrain from doing those things from which I have prohibited you from doing. And that's it. If I have not said anything about this thing, do not ask. Leave it to, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to, don't do it. This is why our ulama of the past, didn't like to answer those questions that hasn't even happened. When it happens, then come on off. Today, if this happens, then watch what should it be, or if that happens, when there has been no example of it beforehand. Yes, if there's been an example and the injunction has been given, then yes, fine. Or if the example has happened already and we want to ask about the ruling, fine. But if a certain happening has never happened before, or a certain thing has never happened and there's no example of it beforehand, then to create such situation and to ask about it again, ulamas of the past didn't like it. Especially for the layman, they should not delve into these things. Yes, if the ulamas, sometimes for the benefit of the people, create scenarios and find out the solution for it, then the ulamas can do so, because in mind is the benefit of the people. But the people who do not have those attributes, or have not become scholars, and they are not entrusted with such responsibility, then for them to delve in this kind of situation is not a good thing. So to waste our time, to spend our time in asking these questions which have no relevance, which have no benefit to us, is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fakhrat and sinnah.